Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today's Devo is exploring an entire book of the Bible. Does that mean we're going to be reading the whole book, every word? Absolutely not. We only have a few minutes here, right? But what it does mean is that you're going to get a sky view of some of the themes and important topics discussed in this book. And that is important because when you understand a book of the Bible from a sky view, it helps you understand all of its pieces and where it fits in the whole Bible, which means it helps you understand Jesus better because the whole Bible is pointing toward Jesus. So without further ado, let's dive into today's Devo. It's called The Book of Joshua, surprise, surprise, by Naomi Zylstra. Have you ever read the book of Joshua? It starts right after Moses dies and the Israelites are finished wandering the desert for 40 years. They're finally ready to enter the promised land, the land of Canaan, which God had promised to give them generations ago. The beginning of this book shows that though Joshua is a new leader, he is like Moses was for the people of Israel. Joshua sends spies to scout out the promised land in Joshua 2, like Moses did in Numbers 13 do. And Joshua has the Israelites cross the Jordan River in Joshua 3, similar to how Moses had the people cross the Red Sea in Exodus 14. Once they're in the Promised Land, the Israelites have several battles with the people who already live there. One of their early battles is against Jericho, and God tells Israel to do a lot of marching and not much fighting. Then God destroys the city walls, and in this way, Israel defeats Jericho. This actually shows how God is the one fighting these battles, not the Israelites. And through each battle, God is teaching them to trust Him and be obedient to His commands because He loves them and He is working on their behalf. The latter part of the book of Joshua records how they divide up the land among the 12 tribes of Israel. This can seem like a long, boring list for us readers today, but for the Israelites, receiving this land was part of God's promise to their forefather Abraham, and they got to see this portion of the promise come true. At the very end of the book, Joshua gives speeches, not unlike speeches Moses gave at the end of Deuteronomy. Joshua calls the Israelites to a life of faithfulness and obedience to God. This life of faithfulness and the victories it produces point us toward Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God, and He is also a descendant of Abraham. Only Jesus could be completely obedient to God the Father, and through His sacrifice on the cross and resurrection from the grave, He won the final victory over sin and death. And just as the Israelites got to see a portion of God's promise fulfilled when they received their land in Canaan, we'll get to see how Jesus completely fills God's promise of restoration for the whole earth. So let's talk about today's Devo a little bit more together. Where do you see God's faithfulness in the book of Joshua? And what questions do you have? Can you think of ways you've seen God's faithfulness in your own life? As you and I can read in Joshua 23, verse 8, "But you are to hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have done until now." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Joshua 1, 1 through 9, as well as 3, 7 through 17, 6, 12 through 20, and 23, 1 through 11, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? Is there a book of the Bible that's your favorite that you know a lot about? Well, we want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional called Family Resemblance with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.